And we begin with the Michigan State fight song because, once again, Michigan State in the NCAA tournament, the big dance. They'll be playing Mississippi State in North Carolina and Charlotte on Thursday as the number 9 seed against the number 8 seed. And Tom Izzo, coach of the Spartans, joins us here on the Mitch Albom program. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Mitch? Are you back home and safe? I read about your unbelievable travel. That must have been something, huh?
Yeah, I would not recommend it as a method of getting out of a country. Oh. A middle of the night helicopter is not not what you want to do. But thank
God
you.
We're
home safe.
Yeah.
We're home safe for now.
Good.
Our kids, however, are not safe. And
So
I spend a lot of time thinking about them. But let's talk about your kids and your team here. So first of all, you've done this so many times. Were you sweating it? Was there a voice in the back of your head that said, there might be some way that they keep us out of the tournament?
You know, it's funny you asked because after we beat Northwestern at home, and most of the people that I know that are somewhat know that, you're in, you know. So I said, okay, you know, maybe. But then we beat Minnesota and gave Purdue a hell of a game, and I thought, man, we're in for sure. Didn't say that to anybody. And then I was sitting there Saturday night. I went to our hockey game and watched a little bit of the hockey. And I went over to a friend's house, and I was watching a game on TV, and all of a sudden it popped up, Michigan State, last 4 in. And I said, whoa, you know, and it's because of all these upsets. And then we were the last bracket. So was I sweating it? Hell yes, I was sweating it.
So the answer is yes, we were sweating it.
Yes. Oh.
And yet you ended up as a number 9 seed. You're not a number 16 or 15 or something like that.
Right.
9 seed, and 9 seeds get the pleasure of playing an 8 seed, and if they win, they get to play the number 1 seed. So your weekend is your dance card is potentially full. I know what coaches do. They don't want to talk about the next game. They only want to talk about the one coming up. So let's talk about that one first. Mississippi State, anything that you know about them?
Yeah, they're really big, huge, very tough team, very good defensively, don't shoot it great, but they're 6'11", 7 foot inside, 285, 265. They've got a guard named Hubert who is made the all-freshman team there, and in the last, I think, 4 games, averaged 27 points a game. So they got one guy who can really shoot it, but you're right. You know, you don't want to talk about anything, but we're at the point here where the only thing that matters is if you win the weekend, not just the game. Now, you got to win the first game to win the weekend, but, you know, when you've been in it long enough, the incredible part for me, Mitch, was sitting there with my team and a few people last night as they announced and heard some screams and cheers. And, you know, it's like the last 10 years, it's just been, oh, okay, we're in, where do we go, you know? So, in some ways, it was okay to do that and realize how lucky we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, can't take anything for granted, not in today's college basketball world.
No.
I'm curious about the process, Tom, when you, you know, you get in, you got to play a team that you never play otherwise. Do you have a whole system set up already of, like, scouting tapes, who watches what, who does, you know, to get up on a team that, like I say, you have no knowledge of before, and you've got to play in a matter of 4 days?
Yeah, we do have a system. You know, it's pretty well etched in stone. And last night, my managers breaking down film are like Santa's elves on the night before Christmas. You know, it's unbelievable. And we also have, you know, assistant coaches. I have a unique thing here. We have assistants that move on. You know, one has Mississippi State, one has usually the second team you could play, which could be 2 teams. But in this case, being North Carolina, you can almost bet 99% they're going to win the opener. And one of my assistants, Doug Wojcik's son, plays there. So we have a little more knowledge on them than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have our work cut out getting past Mississippi State, just the way they play and the physicality and the athletes they have.
Yeah, I seem to recall you playing North Carolina at some point in a tournament that was a fairly significant game.
Yeah.
Am I memory right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but in Detroit, one of the greatest Final Fours ever. You know, it was such a thrill to be in your home state. And that was when they had four guys that could have gone pro and they came back. And we played them early in the year. They beat us by 25 and we really improved. I think they beat us by 20 in the championship game. So, you know, but it was an unbelievable weekend. You know, we beat UConn first and we played North Carolina more than a few times. And, you know, we've got a couple wins and maybe a lot of losses.
Well, this is the last one before they go to the Big 30 next year, Coach, when you're out of USC and UCLA and all that going on.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. I don't know who else they're going to pick up, but it is going to be interesting to see what happens, not only our league but the other leagues. But I think it's going to be eventful. So I think I'm just going to focus all my thoughts on Thursday night. If we can win, see if we can give Carolina a shot. And if we can win then, we'll go out and visit Magic in L.A.
That's
the game plan here.
Before I let you go, although it's a misdirected thought, but anything you want to share about Juwan Howard and Michigan, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as you can imagine, number one, I don't know all the circumstances. I hope it's not just the record, because he's had great records there. He's had, you know, this was a tough year when you have your point guard playing in half your games, playing on the weekends. I mean, I can only imagine the distractions. Then his health early in the year, you know, he's been through a lot. I can't condemn the administration because I don't know all the circumstances. But, you know, I recruited Juwan, and I mean, he's done a great job there. I count this as a one-off year just because of what he all went through in all the different facets. So we have a situation now, guys, where there's so many guys getting fired, and it's for a lot of reasons, and I feel sad about that. So, you know, normally when your rival has problems, you feel better, you know.
Yeah.
This is not the case. I don't feel better. I'm worried about our profession and what happens. And Juwan's been, you know, great to me. So I feel for him. And I again, don't know the whole situation. But all I can do is hope it works out for him.
Yeah. Good luck, Tom. We'll be talking to you, I hope, after a big win on Thursday night.
And
getting set for a big rivalry over the weekend. And congratulations on making it yet again.
Yes.
Sweat or not, you made it again. I mean, that's a hell of a record to have. So congratulations to you.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you. And, Mitch, I'm proud of you, man, for what you tried to do. That is kind of makes a game look like nothing, you know. And I can't wait to see you sometime and hear it all firsthand. Not that it's good, but it is good, or what you tried to do and what you went through, and I'm proud of you, man. I really mean that.
Thank you, Tom. That means a lot. Best of luck on Thursday. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
It's 760 WJR.